In May, a coalition of West Dayton religious leaders and activists filed a complaint with the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Health and Human Services over the planned closing of Good Samaritan Hospital. Now the federal agency has opened an investigation into that closure. In a press conference today, Ellis Jacobs with Able Law, the firm representing the coalition, said HHS officials have asked to meet with Premier Health Partnership officials within the next 5 days to talk about their decision.
Premier should be able to answer the question that is being posed here today. Premier, will you be a good citizen and commit to not closing, demolishing, or disabling Good Samaritan Hospital till this federal investigation and any other legal action is completed?
Good Sam Emergency Services will end on July 19th, and the hospital will officially close full operations on July 23rd. The coalition, backed by local residents, say the move will disproportionately affect the health of minorities living nearby.
They have chosen to close the one hospital that overwhelmingly serves the African-American community while they are expanding hospitals in the suburbs.
That's right.
Able Law and coalition leaders filed the administrative complaint with HHS in early May and just last week said they were considering a lawsuit to block the closure. Premier Health has called the decision to close Good Sam a difficult one and said continued operation of the hospital is financially unsustainable. In a statement issued today, Premier officials say they couldn't comment on the federal investigation, but that the Good Samaritan closure is moving forward as scheduled. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.